In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Today we remember and celebrate the saints of North America, the saints of our land. Tomorrow we celebrate our land on Independence Day, the 4th of July as it's commonly called. It is possible for an Orthodox Christian to celebrate both, to love God and to love the friends of God, his saints, and also to love one's country. I grew up in the 70s, Vietnam and post-Vietnam. It was a time of questioning and criticism of this country, especially in the younger generation. Patriotism was still present in the older generation, especially those that lived through World War II. And we were taught in school the stories of our nation's founding, and indeed, being in Philadelphia, we could visit Independence Hall where our extraordinary Constitution was written. But there was that time of youth where patriotism was somehow old-fashioned at best, and certainly was not promoted in the university. But for us Orthodox, there was always the Soviet Union, and always the reminder, however people thought, whatever they thought about this country, they could never put lipstick on that pig of the Soviet Union and try to tell us that that was somehow an answer for all of man's aspirations. Indeed, we were praying for Orthodox prisoners in the latter part of the 70s. America, with its constitution, was the first nation in history outside of some small ancient Greek city-states to have a government by the people, a democratic rule, self-government, a republic, representative republic. For the previous time of history, people were ruled by kings, whatever else they were called, by despots, kings. In whatever culture that might be, there was sort of one leader to whom all the people bowed. And unlike many of those lands, America would have no official religion, no state religion or state church. But that didn't mean it to be anti-religious, but instead promoting great freedom of religion and of religious conscience. One result would be the thousands of denominations we often speak about, which are a particularly American phenomenon. Freedom of faith and freedom of expression has produced many faiths and many expressions of faith. As President Eisenhower once said, America was founded on faith, and I don't care what faith it is. He said it actually looked more colorful than that even. But of course, as Orthodox, we care very much what faith it is. We care very much about truth and falsehood, about tradition and heresy. But here's what's interesting about Orthodoxy in America. Being in America has allowed Orthodoxy to learn evangelism again. Slowly and often grudgingly, Orthodoxy in America has reinvigorated its sense of apostolic mission. And our beloved Archbishop Dimitri will inevitably be recognized for his leadership carrying the banner of Orthodox evangelism in America. But if we look to the state of the Orthodox Church through most of its centuries, even 200 years ago, all through the East, Orthodoxy was suppressed and controlled by Islam, by the Turks. It suffered proselytism at their hands and even the hands of other Christians as well. Only in Russia had there been some missionary activity to the East, into the depths of Siberia in the 18th and 19th centuries. But then communism would cripple the Russian church and the other Eastern European churches. In the 20th century. And And it's true, when we look at our American saints, that St. Herman and St. Innocent were Russians, and they labored in what was still Russian territory. But they set a tone. They set a tone for mission and evangelism which we could draw upon. Ironically, the West was part of that Eastern drive of evangelism in Russia. And here in the lower 48, at first churches would be established, Orthodox churches, to serve a particular ethnic people and their particular ethnic identity. But even St. Tikhon, as bishop here in the early 1900s, foresaw the need for English language usage and for the church to open itself to American society. And again, it took another 50 years or so, but that has occurred. And really, there was very few other places of opportunity on this earth for the church, again, to just do evangelism, to be itself, to be an apostolic light to the world. And St. Simeon's, in our own humble way, is very much a part of that history. Our American saints have shown us the way. They were people of prayer. They were people of action. They were people of witness, even unto martyrdom. They were people of vision. They were people of great learning, and people of determination and faithfulness. And America allowed them and us the freedom to be ourselves, the freedom to be ourselves, to be Orthodox in America. For those here to search out the truth, the apostolic faith, the freedom to change faiths, to convert without fear or interference from the government, the freedom to be the Orthodox Church now in America, and to be Americans who are Orthodox. Brothers and sisters, the story of freedom inevitably includes the abuse of freedom. The abuse of freedom. And Christian freedom, according to the fathers, is freedom from sin, freedom from the passions. Freedom is not indulgence. Freedom is not indulgence in sin and doing whatever feels good, as they taught in my youth. Such freedom of unchecked passions, leads to addiction and slavery to sin, to the passions, and ultimately to the devil. I heard someone say this week, self-government requires people to govern themselves, which is to say, each of us is called to govern our own self. If people will govern themselves, then freedom can reign, and we would hardly need police if we would truly be self-governed, for each of us to govern ourselves. Our American founders and our American saints understood that freedom requires virtue, and virtue requires faith. People serious about their faith are self-governing, and faith can't be forced, can't be required. Faith has to be freely received. Faith freely exercised, if free of Phariseeism, manifests virtue and goodness in society, in the people. So we can celebrate today our American saints and celebrate tomorrow this great land and speak of honor and duty and love of country. It's okay to do that. It is indeed now necessary more than ever to do that. An old Greek proverb says, if you don't take pride in your house, it will fall down on you. If you don't take pride in your house, it will fall down on you. And we can say that for our country too. And if you don't love the place where you are, if you don't love the place where God has you, that's a spiritual, then you're in a spiritual crisis. You've got issues. But beyond this, we should love our country. But as Orthodox, we're always reminded of another city, another country, the city of God. And that here we have no lasting city, as St. Paul said, that we seek the one to come. as our own St. Herman reminds us, we are called ultimately to our heavenly homeland. St. Herman said, "A true Christian is a warrior fighting his way through the regiments of the unseen enemy to his heavenly homeland." Our homeland is in heaven, says St. Herman. So as we sung last night, let us hear again. Today let us assemble to glorify the shining lamps of America, the glorious martyrs and holy bishops who confirmed our faith, the righteous dwellers in the wilderness, and guides of spiritual life. Let us cry out to them in joy. All saints of America, known and unknown, pray to God for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joyous feast day.